Good afternoon, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Are you fearful that better health seems out of your reach, regardless of how hard you try or whatever you do? Are you afraid of suffering with heart disease or diabetes or lingering with stroke or cancer? Or do you avoid thinking about these things because you'll just try to make the best of it, whatever happens? Are you limited by joint pains or finding that you can't run from your headaches? Maybe you're hesitant to try something new because you're afraid that what you'll do is wrong, or maybe because you'd better be right or nothing will ever help. Regardless of what might be happening with your health problems, these next few minutes could be the answer to your prayers. Unless, of course, you're convinced that your doctors have done everything possible, or if you've already decided to have surgery but you're waiting till you worsen further. But if you hold out any hope at all, then you should know that we see desperate people every day. People skeptical about whether anything we can do can make a difference in their lives. And sure enough, many of them are pleasantly surprised. Maybe you could be one of them. After all, the only thing you have to lose is your discomfort, your fear, your worry, maybe even your anger that no one has really listened to you or that no one has been able to help you. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I've practiced for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore more normal function. And that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Now, drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing but you need for repair and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on and then turn them on. We'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices. Practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives. And practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery that you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. And if what we offer doesn't apply to you right now, then please share this life-saving information with family or friends who do need to know. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who've walked the path ahead of us. Emily Dickinson, famous American poet, said, "They say that God is everywhere, and yet we always think of him as somewhat of a recluse." Ponder that one when we realize that we don't look to see the work of the hand of God in all things. Louise from Bel Air was asking, what can we do about her husband who can't easily walk anymore due to leg pains? You know, some people can laugh and chuckle and call that the short walking syndrome or whatever, but let's turn our attention to an unfortunately common problem. Today's symptom is leg pains due to circulation problems. You know, as we look through life and realize that we degenerate in various parts of our bodies, what we don't realize is how readily we get in trouble. And when I talk about get in trouble, you know, the systems in our bodies, whether it's our pump and our pipes, that's the heart and arteries, or whether it's our digestive organs, or whether it's our brain and the sensory functions, our muscles and our joints, the frame that we use to walk through life, we're taking insults every day of our lives. And as we do this day by day, we're slowly aging. Now, I don't think of aging as a natural process. I guess maybe I should in some ways, but you know, it looks more like a disease that happens one day at a time, or even one minute at a time. Now, sometimes there's big events. Sometimes there's these life-changing crises, these opportunities that come along where we get suddenly injured in a fall or a traffic accident, or we get some serious sudden illness, perhaps a gallbladder attack or a bleeding ulcer, something that is dramatic. But for the most part, And especially for a lot of people who say, you know, I've never seen a doctor. I've never been in a hospital in years and years. What has happened is slowly over time we have aged. We have degenerated. And that's the difference between acute illness, like you get a sinus infection or pneumonia or something like that. It's an acute illness. And a chronic or long-lasting or degenerative disease. Now, we're very good in this country about treating acute things, especially accidents. I mean, if you get into a trauma, by golly, you live in one of the best parts of the world to get fixed if you get injured. But if you have chronic degenerative disease, honestly, there's almost no part of the world to live in where you're going to get someone who helps get you well. Because most of medicine is treating disease. It's against disease rather than promoting health and healing. Now, I'll give you a good example. Have you ever heard of things like lead? You know, lead's a toxic metal you get from pipes and paints and batteries and exhaust fumes and bullets and art supplies and ceramic glazes or pigments. But, you know, lead is harmful to kidneys and brain and nerve function and gut function and bone marrow. Mercury comes from shellfish and seafood and water and dental amalgams, that's fillings, and batteries and fungicides and thermometers. But mercury is harmful to kidneys and brain and nerve function and gut and airways and lungs and skin. Are you beginning to hear a pattern of the things that literally every one of us is exposed to these toxic heavy metals every day of our lives? That means you too, not just me. And you're likely suffering from a slow, continuous, deadly poisoning. And that kind of change is what leads to the changes we call aging. In other words, there's toxic metals, there's toxic chemicals, there's toxic reactions to the processes that happen inside our bodies that are called metabolism. You know, metabolism, you're warm, that's called a vital sign. You're warm because you have a heat, a furnace going on inside you that's required for burning fuels. And in other words, you're actually burning something at a very low level, and sparks happen just like sparks fly out of your fireplace, and you have a shield that helps keep them from flying onto the carpet and lighting the house on fire. You have shields inside your body called antioxidants, and as those do a better job, they help protect you and slow your aging process. But as they do less well of a job, if you are nutritionally deficient, or perhaps you need more of them than you're taking in, even though it looks like you're taking in a lot, then by golly, what you have is an accelerated aging process. So today we're going to talk about basically the topics covered in a book on tape, an audio tape series that I did called Living Well Past 50, or Living Well Past 50, kind of you decide. Julian Whitaker, editor of Health and Healing Newsletter, says, to make health and healing a reality in your future, take an active role in your own care. This tape set really will show you how to get more energy and do the activities that you enjoy. The late Robert Atkins, a wonderful friend of mine, editor of Dr. Robert Atkins' Health Revelations Newsletter and author of so many books that we refer to, had this to say about living well past 50. When it comes to heart, blood vessel, and other degenerative diseases, only those doctors offering chelation therapy can really make a difference that lasts. Learn from these tapes how much better your future can be. Jonathan Wright, another long-term friend of mine, editor of Nutrition and Healing Newsletter, had this to say about living well past 50. Physicians are learning to prescribe nutrition and lifestyle changes, but few have mastered the use of chelation therapy to help recover your health with atherosclerosis and other degenerative diseases, as has Dr. John Parks Trowbridge. These tapes are an indispensable introduction to this unique and remarkable therapy. And we're talking about a treatment called chelation. That's so confusing. Actually, the new term for the advanced specialty is toxic metal removal, or clinical metal toxicology. But who cares about that? What you care about is the benefits that could be within your reach. That's like more energy, better blood pressure, more alertness, fewer chest pains, better memory, better vision, better sleep, a brighter outlook, a better attitude, less shortness of breath, better breathing overall, and better sex drive and performance, fewer leg pains and warmer feet and legs, and better skin color, even better blood sugar control and better skin condition. That is what we are talking about today, so stay tuned. The time is about 10 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble, near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy, with the winds of change blowing. Are you acting more like an ostrich, burying your head in the sand because you don't feel able to deal with your health problems? Then your tail feathers will be getting wet when partly cloudy skies change to rain. Perhaps you're clucking around, kind of happy that a new medication has you feeling better, but not realizing that those fancy patches and band-aids might not be the best for you. If you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because you've been feeling pretty good, or maybe you're afraid or unsure, then cloudy to very stormy skies are on your horizon. Or just maybe you're ready to make changes to regain and maintain better health, then sunny skies are coming your way. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. And we'll show you how to spend less and get more. Call for your free telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter, or just share with us your email address, or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. Bobby from Tomball called and asked for us to explain how leg blood vessel disease is different from heart disease. You know, that's a really good question, because the symptoms and the evaluation and the treatment look so much different, but they're really very similar. And so our first guest this afternoon is Peter Guittardi, lately of Afton, Oklahoma, but earlier here in metropolitan Houston. And Mr. Guittardi has all sorts of wonderful things to share with us. Peter, welcome to our show this afternoon.
Thank you, Doctor.
You know, you're one of those people who could be really sick right now.
Well, I guess you're right.
Yeah, and you've had enough problems in your life to develop the leg blood vessel diseases, and indeed you came in concerned about that for us.
That's true. It was about 19, I guess it was in the middle 90s.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And when you came in, we said, you know, we don't see anything mean and nasty right now. We want to get better blood sugar control. We want you to pay more attention to some of the details of your diet and so on. But we started treating you with this toxic metal removal because we certainly found significant levels of lead and tin and arsenic and later mercury.
That's true.
And when we started doing this treatment, what was your attitude about that? What did you think?
Well, frankly, I was a little bit skeptical when I started on it.
Good guy.
But it was, you had done some other work for me on my back, and I
right.
decided I was going to trust your recommendations and go ahead and begin the treatment.
You know, when we talk about other work on the back, that's the reconstructive therapy that we did because of disc and joint disease in your lower back, the lumbar spine, and you had spectacular results with that.
Yes, sir. It's been a blessing.
A real blessing. And then we kept talking about the fact that you had these odd sensations. That's called neuropathy down in your feet. And that can be associated with diabetic changes. And, you know, at the time we said, gee, even though your blood sugars are under better and better control with virtually almost no medications, you know, that kind of stuff can get you in trouble over the long run.
That's correct. That is the discussion that we had.
And so you said, okay, well, let's talk about the long run. And we started doing treatments. Now, these are in-the-vein treatments as well as by mouth and other ways we can give the medications in the muscle and so on. What was your experience when we first started doing chelation?
Well, when it first started, it was I really didn't notice anything. But after about I don't remember the exact number. My numbers and my blood pressure and other measures started to improve, and I felt better.
You know, I want to interrupt you for just a second, because when you say I really didn't notice anything, that's a wonderful sign. If you really notice something, you're sicker than we thought. You know, and if we're fine-tuning things, it takes a while to start to see things happening.
That's true.
And we were both happy about that.
That's right.
And like you say, your blood pressure did better.
Yes.
Your energy level did better.
Yes, it did.
What?
And I've, you know, I was able to resume some activities that that I had been not participating in to the extent that I would like. Today I play golf as many times as the weather will let me in a week. I've been retired now, as you know, for about 5 years.
Gosh, it's hard to believe it's been that long, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
And my back has withstood that tremendously. And the rest of my body, I continue to fight this disease called diabetes. But my blood sugars are well under control. And as you said, we do that with diet primarily and with very limited medication. I'm on minimal dosages of glucophage. And I continue to participate in the chelation therapy programs.
Right.
To this day.
And I might add, because sometimes people go, oh, how do we treat his diabetes? You know, you're someone who said, what's the bottom line? You know, because I think it's important for people to realize that when you and I first got together, you were traveling. How many weeks out of the month?
I would generally be 3 weeks out and then 3 weeks back.
Right, and when we talk about out, we're talking about Europe and other places around the world. You led a very stressful lifestyle, a high-intensity business lifestyle.
Correct.
And you could have used any excuse in the book. And instead what you said is, what's the bottom line? And I told you simply, here's what I want you to focus on with regard to sugars and starches and other dietary choices. And you've used self-discipline to make those choices on a daily basis.
Well, you for example, suggested I read the Atkins book.
Right.
And I did.
The New Diet Revolution, that's right.
On one of my trips to Europe.
You got enough time to read, huh?
Well, I always had a lot of time on those flights, but yeah, I did. And as I read that, I could see why you had said I ought to read the book, because it sounded a little bit like you were talking to me with his words.
That's right. You know, Bob Atkins had such a wonderful way of making things understandable.
Yes.
And persuading people, hey, wait a minute, give this a try. And you know what's so sad is, as you know, Bob died about a year ago.
Yes.
And really a tragic accident. We had a horrible storm down here that swept up to the East Coast, laid a lot of ice down in New York City, and he was literally turning into the door of his office building in New York City, slipped on the ice, and hit his head very hard, and then died of a blood hemorrhage inside his brain.
That's too bad.
Just at the time, all of the tests started coming out, the studies that he had worked years to get people to really do. And the tests showed, the studies were reporting the improvements. And, you know, everybody says, oh, well, your cholesterol goes up and that can't be good for you and whatever. And all these studies were coming out showing how right he was all those years.
Well, and I had very, very close empirical evidence. Because when I followed the diet and I did the things that both he and you recommended, I lost weight. My blood sugar became easier to control. My blood pressure has been well under control. And so I, even though I don't follow religiously the diet today, I still maintain a very low carbohydrate intake.
Right, because you make that choice.
Exactly.
And you know, that's really important to understand, that you went through a period of time when you had to be much more disciplined in order to achieve the results, but you haven't yo-yoed. You didn't lose 20 and gain, you know, 30. And you've really put a lifestyle into effect. And Peter, that's really the important part, is we really want to teach a lifestyle, because those changes then mean less doctoring in the future and more results.
Well, I agree, and you really do have to make a commitment to it.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not something that that happens easily. I've been on those kinds of diets in the past.
Oh, yes, we all have, haven't we?
Yeah.
We're going to continue talking with you, but right now it's 20 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. Let's pause briefly for this important message from one of our sponsors, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep soundly and feel better, have extra energy? If so, you need the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Blind studies have found the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain and fibromyalgia, angina, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep Pad owners report relief from arthritis pain, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and other disorders. And here's the good news. Magnetico offers you a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. So start feeling good again. Call this toll-free number now, 1-866-465-8892. That's 1-866-465-8892 for Magnetico. You know, we're soon ending the sign of Aries, the Ram. That's March 21st through April 9th. You know, you look at that kind of thing, and 19th, that is, and you say, what does that mean? Well, I don't know. It's a good conversation when you meet people, isn't it? April's birthstone is the diamond, which you just hawked to pay your 2003 tax bill. So remember that part as well. Our blast from the past today, the Burma Shave roadside signs. You remember those when you're driving on the highways back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. This one is cautious rider to her reckless deer. Let's have less bull and lots more steer. Burma Shave. I enjoy those so much. And we're back with Peter Gattardi, who's sharing with us a long experience now. And I think this is real important when we invite someone to be on the show. Some people we have come on and they're kind of early in the process of getting better, but you've really been doing well for years and years.
Well, and I hope to continue that.
Oh, that's the plan.
that's exactly the plan. And as you and I discussed, in some ways, I was into preventative medicine.
Right.
And I really truly believe that.
Well, when you look at it, you know, preventive medicine is really predictive medicine. If we can look at, you know, how old you are, what sex you are, what kind of problems you have, what kind of interests you have, what risks you have, we can start predicting, hey, you know, this keeps going without changing. You're likely to have this or that or the other. And when you start making changes, you change all those predictions. And that's what we're after. Let's get it back to healthier.
Absolutely.
Now, when you talk with other people, because, you know, when you're out playing golf or visiting with friends, do they ask you what you're doing?
Well, I've got a number of friends who are diabetic,
okay.
Who play golf with me, and I do get the question on what I'm doing to maintain my weight, and how I'm able to maintain my blood sugars, and it's amazing to me. I've run across some people who understand or who know about chelation therapy. But I've only run into about two or three people since I moved to Oklahoma who I knew, and I actually ran into taking chelation.
Why do you think that is?
Well, it appears to be one of the best kept secrets in modern medicine.
Yeah. Isn't that sad?
Well, it truly is. I mean, I've got friends who have been. With congestive heart failure.
Right.
And I've given them your materials on the chelation therapy.
Uh-huh.
And they'll ask their physician about it, and the physician will say, that's something to remove the heavy metals in your blood, lead, for example, and I don't see it has any relation to your condition. And I find that to be really disturbing because from the people that I've talked with while taking the therapy, the IV therapy especially, the stories are many and quite frankly just amazing about the improvements that they've seen.
Like maybe those toxic metals are important?
Like maybe that's true. Like maybe that's the whole gist of it, but I think there's more to it than just those heavy metals.
That's true,
and I think that in my case, I think we've pretty much conquered the heavy metals. I'm most interested in some of the auxiliary benefits. that occur.
Such as?
Well, I do believe that I've gone through enough tests to know that my arteries, my heart, my main arteries are in very good condition.
Right.
And I don't think that was the case 10 years ago.
Oh, I would agree. Tell us how your legs are feeling.
Well, my legs are still, I still have neuropathy.
Uh-huh.
But the
That's
rate
the altered
of,
sensations, right?
Yes, but the rate of progress of the disease, I think, has been altered. And I'm still hopeful that I will get back to some form of normal feeling.
Sure. Now, I would like to share with the folks listening that if you don't mind your recent screening results, your blood circulation level compared to your blood pressure levels on side to side from your ankle and your arm, that's one of the ways we look at things, are better than normal.
Yes.
You know, normal would be if they were about the same blood pressure in your arm and in the same ankle, and yours are substantially better. And what we look at that and say, okay, we've got blood flow down there. And, of course, you know with diabetic patients, that's the problem is they don't get blood flow down there. So when you talk about neuropathy, that's not just blood flow, but that's also a whole other set of nutritional things and whether the nerves themselves are getting well-stroked by the things they need. And so I'm always happy to have patients on the air who haven't quite gotten better because it shows people this is a process. This isn't a pill.
Well, that's right, and I didn't get this way overnight either.
Exactly. You know, you really didn't.
No. Well, I had a doctor tell me that I was borderline diabetic when I was in my mid-40s.
Oh, yeah.
And in the fact of the matter is, he should have told me I was diabetic.
Really?
Yeah.
So you would change that much at that point?
Well, if I could go back and do it again, relive that period of time, but I didn't know what to do.
Exactly.
The doctor didn't tell me what to do. I watch your diet, but at the time, the diet that everybody wanted you to follow was heavy and laced with carbohydrates.
Right.
One of the worst things that I could have eaten.
Yeah, the ADA diet, the American Diabetic Association diet.
Yes.
And I've been, you know, a real proponent against that sort of program and much more in favor of the Atkins-type approach or what we say is, you know, everybody says, oh, well, that's too much fat. No, we're talking about meat and vegetables. We're talking about eggs and yogurt for people who tolerate it. We're talking about simple things that lower the sugars and the starches. And
absolutely.
You've done very well on that.
Well, and I think maybe I'm a little bit lucky because I have been a protein consumer. I like meat and vegetables.
Right.
I had been a big salad eater, but I also like to indulge in pastas and breads.
And I like all the rest of us.
And I no longer do that.
And, of course, you traveled to Italy. That made it even doubly hard.
Well, yeah, it certainly did because once I understood what was causing my blood sugar to be so erratic and tried the low-carb diet and found, my gosh, it was much easier to control, I decided I had to make a change. And so the pasta went out even when I was there.
Right. And with good benefit because your leg circulation is doing wonderfully.
Yes.
And over the last 10 years, you know, your neuropathy, even though it is still present, it's somewhat better and not worsened, which is really a fundamental improvement. When you look at the natural history of diseases, like we talk about predictive medicine, is to get worse. And
yes.
You've been doing wonderfully well.
Yes.
What kind of parting shot would you like to give for people to just remember and think about if they're saying, well, maybe I'd be considering it, even if my doctor says it might not help me? What would you tell them?
Well, you know, it took me a little while to be convinced, and it took some reading. And I would say that they really need to listen to the words that are being offered to them by people such as yourself and the words of people like Robert Atkins. I've found that some people are really on track, i.e. the two I mentioned,
uh-huh.
And a lot of people are way off base.
Isn't that fascinating? The truth sometimes seems slippery, doesn't it?
It's hard to believe.
It's true. It is hard to believe sometimes.
Yes, it really is.
Peter, thanks so much for sharing with us your perspectives today, and we always wish you the best. And see you soon.
I will see you soon.
God bless you.
Goodbye now.
Thanks so much. It's now about 30 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine, and I have a special one for you today. A new arrival about to enter the hospital saw two white-coated doctors searching through the flower beds. "Excuse me," he said, "have you lost something?" "No," replied one of the doctors, "we're doing a heart transplant for an income tax agent and want to find a suitable stone." April 15th, tax day, have you missed it? There's always time to file late. April 15th, 1955, the first McDonald's opened by Ray Kroc in Des Plaines, Illinois. I've been there many, many times, at least to Des Plaines, not to the McDonald's. You know, fast food is one of the major culprits in our lifestyle these days. On April 18th, Paul Revere's famous ride, The British Are Coming, 1775. We do need to pay respect to the historical heritage, the people who made our lives happen. Okay, let's talk. Let's get straight to the question. What are you waiting for? Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Angry at not feeling better or threatened with pain or limitations? What about fearful about your future? Can you trust that you'll find the answers, the ones you need right now? You better take this responsibility seriously. You've got to find the answer somehow, and you'd better be right, because your survival might be in the balance. So listen to what I have to offer. Over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with a great variety of frustrating illnesses. Fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, heart disease, even after surgery, and especially congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, restless sleep or insomnia, or poor circulation, leg pains, hypoglycemia, diabetes, as we're talking about with Peter, poor memory, even Alzheimer's and other dementias, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems, frustrating skin conditions, or disabling neck and back pains, sports injuries and arthritis, prostatitis and chronic urinary infections, chronic sinus and lung infections, PMS, menopause, even manopause, as we talked about last week. And the list goes on and on, because health deals with basic body processes, not just squashing particular symptoms. Now, you could be feeling better than you ever expected. I've lectured on these topics for over 20 years. I've written books and medical papers to share how to make healing happen. The leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years. In my 25 years of practice, I found that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available to help with their problems starting now. Just like Peter said, the best-kept secret. And few people realize that several of the problems for which they're seeing different specialists are often related to the same basic cause. So correcting what's causing one problem might improve several other problems that frustrate, worry, or anger you. Make your healthcare investment pay even bigger dividends in your future. Get details on our exclusive and unique cashable voucher program that can return to you cash dollars for your future expenses. We're here to save your health and save your wallet as well. And that's what this show is all about, and that's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health and Humble. Call for a free consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. You're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever in our new time slot, Fridays, 1 to 2 p.m. Ronnie in the Heights emailed to ask specifically about clots in the legs and whether that kind of leg pain could ever be treated without surgery. We thought this was a pretty unique kind of question, and we actually have a wonderful patient who's joining us this afternoon, Lee Aspelin from New Caney, Texas, who has a long story just on that point. Lee, how are you this afternoon?
Oh, doing just fine.
Yeah, and you know what? You didn't used to be that way.
No, I didn't when I first met you.
That's right. And that goes back a few years.
Oh, about 9 years.
About 9 years. And, you know, you came in with one of the most unhappy stories about leg clots that I'd ever heard. And you know, you were one of these people who kept recurrently having problems.
Yes, I sure did.
Well, tell us about a little bit about how it started and how it influenced you.
Well, I started with one severe blood clot, and then I had a blood clot in the lung. And not in the artery, but in the vein coming back.
Uh-huh.
And it caused the skin to turn real brown.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I came to your office, and I had an ulcer on the leg.
Uh-huh.
And being a plumber, you were telling me that that was a very dangerous situation.
Right.
And so I stayed with you and took chelation, for about 3 months, and it started to heal the ulcer up.
Well, that took a while, didn't it?
Yeah, but I jumped back on the backhoe and started working again and putting my boots back on again, and it
right.
broke open.
Of course.
And I came in there to your office and was asking, you know, what's going on here? I thought this was going to be all healed up, and you said, well, you have had trouble for 25 years, and you've been in here for 3 months. Give me a break. Give me a chance.
I begged, didn't I?
I guess I was rushing it.
Well, yeah, I'd say so. You know, what you had, the original thing, was pretty significant. It's called a venous stasis ulcer, and that means that you your blood flow just is bogging down, and so you get a back pressure of the fluid, and it's real hard to heal something when some pressure is pushing on it all the time.
Definitely.
And you know, the pulmonary embolus, that is what worried me most. That's the clot that breaks free and goes straight up to your lungs, because people die from that. And they die from that kind of routinely when they get bad clots in their legs. So that's the thing that always gets doctors concerned is, you know, we don't want someone having something go from pretty straightforward to pretty nasty real quick. And that's what happened with you, wasn't it?
Correct.
You didn't have much warning on that.
No, it came back once or twice after that, but by taking the chelation treatment at least once a month, sometimes twice a month, it really has helped it out tremendous.
Exactly. We finally kind of got ahead of that. You know, when people talk about circulation problems, they're always thinking of the artery side, the side coming out from the heart and pumping through to the tissues, but the vein side is just as important, isn't it?
Yeah, mine is really the vein, and as you were telling me, the check valve, you know, was damaged.
Right.
As a mechanic, as a plumber, you were telling me the check valve is damaged, and you have to keep your legs elevated.
Right.
To you know, when you're sitting up watching TV or having a snack or something, you know, I just got in the habit of throwing my legs up, which helped out tremendous.
A whole lot. That's right.
But I just didn't want to go in and you know, have a operation and replace the vein with plastic,
right?
And then put the filters in. You know, that just wasn't my cup of tea.
No, that's not. You know, people remember those filters when they remember. Wasn't it President Johnson that had to have that little umbrella put in, or was that President Nixon? One of them
was
back
Nixon,
there.
Yeah.
Nixon. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And had that little umbrella or filter put in to try and keep
yeah.
those clots from spreading up to the lungs. Now this just gets more and more complicated, and after a while, you know, too many doctors as good friends.
Yeah, he went to China, and I was sitting in St. Luke's Hospital at that particular time, and I was just, you know, disgusted that he didn't, you know, stop and take care of the problem at that particular time.
Oh, yeah, that was risky. That was risky. Now, you know, as a plumber, you get exposed to lots of things, and we documented, you know, fairly good load of toxic metals, arsenic and tin and lead and mercury and even high iron levels that certainly help explain some of your problems.
Yes, I didn't realize when I started plumbing, it was real cool in the wintertime. And, of course, we heat up the lead pot and get the little furnace going. And so these older plumbers were standing around warming their hands right in front of this boiling lead, you know. It was nice and warm, but
exactly.
gosh, what it was doing with us.
That's, That's a visual to keep in mind, you know.
Definitely.
Lee, we'll be right back with you. It's now about 40 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. You know, we sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing, getting better, and staying healthier. And today's verse is from Proverbs chapter 12, verses 17 and 18. A truthful witness gives honest testimony, but a false witness tells lies. Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Just a moment of reflection from the good book. Now, you know, Lee, when we talk with you about these visuals of people over the lead pots and stuff, do you think any one of those plumbers, I mean, like the older ones, before you even got in there as, you know, a senior guy yourself, do you think they ever really understood that that was dangerous?
Oh, definitely not.
And yet, you know, we go through life just assuming things, don't we?
Correct.
And then you find out. Then you find out the truth about aging and illness and how we make ourselves toxic and sick.
Yeah, and after you start thinking about that, sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic with your window down, just think what you're inhaling.
Exactly. And, you know, there's increased evidence for disease in people who are toll takers, and especially at tunnels where the, you know, they're usually going down and this gas just kind of sits and stays there. And that's why the big push for anti-lead gasoline, you know, the unleaded gasoline or low-lead gasoline, in the 1970s, because it was identified that people just getting that kind of breathing exposure, just like you get over a hot pot. And you know, that's how come people get sick and end up retiring, hopefully with all their body parts. And you certainly put those at risk.
Definitely.
Did they talk with you about amputation if you didn't get better?
Yes, I've been through St. Luke's and Methodist both. And They were more or less told my wife, take him home and make him feel as comfortable as possible. And I said, there has got to be a better way. And I ordered some books and started, you know, researching myself. And then I bumped into a chelation program. And I called your secretaries, and they sent out a nice brochure. And I often kid my wife, if I was just to walk in your office and see those people sitting there with this chelation going in their arm, I might turn around and have walked right back out.
Yes.
But the nice brochures and the way they presented it, and then the first meeting with you, it really set me at ease.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, people are concerned, what did he mean? What is he talking about? Well, we use needles, okay? Remember when you were a kid and you didn't want to go to the doctor's office because they use needles? Well, that's what we use, but they're very tiny, and it's just a little tiny, you know, pinprick, and then the needle's in, and then we put in a solution just like people see in the hospital when people are getting an IV bag after surgery or when they're sick with some infection or something. And the treatment only lasts, what, an hour or two?
Yeah, an hour most time.
And you're pretty comfortable during that time. Plus, you get the entertaining stories of the other people getting better.
That's what is really interesting, to listen to these people that have been downtown and have had a bypass or the stent put in, and told them they've had to change their diet, and a lot of them do not want to change their diet. And that's where they really get in trouble. And to listen to the results they've got by taking chelation, how much better they feel and the more energy that they have to go about your day.
Kind of neat, huh?
For sure.
You know, I'm looking back over your records here, and you've had your share of, you know, leg blood vessel problems. Well, we've gotten really concerned. Like, you've come in and said, oh, boy, this has just started changing all of a sudden. And we've kept you out of most of the problems over the last 9 years now.
Yeah, mainly the hospital.
Yeah, exactly. And what was the last time you were in the hospital? Well, that was 1996.
96, yeah.
Right. And at that time, there's something called DVT, or deep vein thrombosis. That means a plug in the bad place, because that's the one that can spread all the way up to your lungs. And that kind of stuff gets all of us concerned, as we say, because those kind of plugs, those clots, are abnormal when they form there. Mm-hmm. Now, your body has decided that this is the right thing to do, but your legs start swelling, your skin starts changing, you start getting the ulcers, you start getting in trouble. And you've done that how many times?
Several. I've had like five or six blood clots in the left leg and about three in the right leg. But the most painful was the right lung, and that was at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah. That one gets your attention right
off. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to go through that.
Never, ever. It's too risky. Lee will be right back with you. It's now about 45 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. For your better health, let's pause briefly for this important message from one of our sponsors, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep soundly and feel better, have extra energy? Dr. Dean Bonley wrestled with these problems and came up with his wonderful invention, the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Scientific blind studies found the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, angina, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep Pad owners report relief from arthritis pain, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and many other diseases and disorders. Now, you may think the Magnetico Sleep Pad is too good to be true, and Dr. Bonley wants you to be completely satisfied, so Magnetico offers you a six-month satisfaction guarantee. That's right, six-month satisfaction guarantee. So start feeling good again. For more information on the Magnetico Sleep Pad, please call this toll-free number now, 1-866-465-8892. That's 1-866-465-8892. April 16th. The great actor Charlie Chaplin born, also the actor Peter Ustinov, and aviation pioneer Wilbur Wright. On the 17th, Nikita Khrushchev, Cold War leader of the Soviet Union. So, Lee, when you talk about really having pains like that in the lungs, those are frightening, too, because they don't feel like something you'll survive.
No, it was something that I have never experienced. I didn't realize that the body could have that much pain, and
you can knock, who's home, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, that gets your attention right off.
Definitely.
And when you had that, were you really aware at the time? Because, you know, I know people get sick and they have problems, but were you aware how close you were to dying?
Yes, I didn't. Laying in the bed, I was so much pain that moisture was coming out of my arms, my legs, my body.
Wow.
But I didn't go to the ceiling or anything of this nature, but
uh-huh.
I would leave my body in about 10 inches above, and I would stay out for approximately 30 seconds, no pain whatsoever. And
wow.
Then I would slip back in again.
Wow.
So I think you're right. I think I was close to not being here.
Hey, what an experience. And you know, we lead our normal daily lives not ever having any challenge like that. And so we kind of pass off that interest, you know. It doesn't seem like people get that well or get that sick and then come back actually from it.
For sure.
And you've just done wonderful. You know, we've talked about Coumadin, the medication for this, the blood thinner and such, and how many problems that's associated with and such. And we've also talked with you recently about our newest addition, and that is natokinase, the way of stopping some of these blood clots from forming routinely inside people. And I just want to share with folks that from the time that you got in serious trouble, our technology has advanced dramatically, and we're not just stuck with some of the older things to do. We've got newer things that are working very well. In fact, I hardly see you much at all now.
Yes, I went from twice a month to once a month.
Right. And then I see you about every 6 months.
Yeah.
And if you were to give like a parting comment for people to really remember about your experience, and you know, I'm sure their doctors say, well, that might help other people, but that's not going to help you, or that's not right for you. What would you want people to remember?
Well, the exciting thing that I think about is when I first asked other doctors about chelation, and a lot of the medical doctors didn't want to talk about it. And as I came out to your office, and what really impressed me was to talk with the other patients that had been taking chelation for a year or 6 months.
Right.
And the help that they had received, you know, really impressed me.
Well, that's real life stuff.
And like you were saying, the blood clots that I had before I started chelation and what I've done since I started taking, you know, the chelation, it's just been a miracle.
It's a whole different world, isn't it?
It just changes your whole outlook. You think you think a whole lot different about the situation after you're feeling better. But when you're in the hospital or having trouble with blood clots, you're just, you know, kind of down.
Right. And repeatedly so. Each time it happens, and it happens again and again and again. You know, we appreciate your offering about talking with the patients, because they really do want to talk. They want to share their story.
Definitely.
And that's a real serious invitation. We suggest people come by and just talk with the folks and find out what the real story is from them, not from me, because obviously I'm prejudiced. I deliver the treatment. But, you know, I've had over 200 treatments now myself in the last 20 years, and I keep feeling better and better. It's wonderful. Lee, thanks so much for sharing your story with us today, and we wish you nothing but the best.
And thank you very much.
You bet. God bless you. So what's the take-home message from today's guests? Well, simply this. Circulation in your legs is just pretty much like circulation everywhere else. You have arteries, which are the pipes that take the blood away from the heart and to the organs. And then you have veins that bring the blood back from the organs, the muscles, whatever, to your heart. And either side gets in trouble. As we saw from Lee, you know, he had problems on both sides, but especially on the veins. And when you have something like that, the problem can not only be uncomfortable, but even life-threatening. So we're talking about life and limb, and that's certainly when people are worried about amputations and even the possibility of not being able to save their lives. So it's real important to know that there are new things available. One of the most exciting things is nattokinase. This is an enzyme that was discovered in Japan about 10 years ago, and it takes away the stickiness inside your blood. Now, all of us, as we're floating blood around, have to be just a little bit sticky in order to be able to plug things up that come up, like a bruise or a cut or whatever. But there's abnormal stickiness that happens, especially as we have more toxic metals and more oxidative reactions, the rusting that occurs as we run our metabolism, that's as we're just running normal body processes, we get in trouble. And as these toxic metals make things worse, you certainly get more and more sticky. And that's one of the ways in which we get in trouble, but it's treatable. So when we're talking about toxic metal removal or clinical metal toxicology, that's the new name for the old treatment of chelation, which we all just call chelation. Now, what we're talking about is changing the fluid dynamics inside the system for you. We're very excited because we've just finally gotten our viscosity machine. We've got an instrument now that can measure in the best possible way, never before able to be done, how sticky your blood is, how thick you are on the inside, how likely you are to plug up. And that matters because, you see, whether you know it or not, just like Lee, you could be plugging up at any minute and not realize that, you know, if you talk with doctors now, there's several key features in how we get sick. And one of them is over time we're building up blockage in our blood vessels. But that final step happens in seconds, largely because of sticky blood associated with immune system problems, inflammation, and infection. Today's program of Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge has not been brought to you by the number 7 and not by the letter M, but by the book The Rumble in Umble, Heart Surgery and All That Jazz. And this is one we wrote about 8 years ago. It's available through 1-800-FIX-PAIN. But, you know, for those of you with the Internet, if you'll simply go on to www.healthchoicesnow.com, you can download your free copy of that book. Save your $12 and just download the copy. Read it at your convenience. It's on page 6 of the website, the bonus page, because those folks who go to the website do need a bonus here and there. But what we'd like to share with you is some of the things that we talk about in the book and in other books that we've written on clinical metal toxicology. You know, doctors say, well, there's no evidence that chelation therapy works or can help you or that it really matters. What about Dr. Wilder and his group reporting in the journal Surgery in November 1962? He says the use of chelation in the treatment of hardening of the arteries has been given clinical validity by the symptomatic improvement of such conditions as intermittent claudication, that's pain in the legs with walking, and angina pectoris, that's heart pains. What about Drs. Aldzower and Carter publishing in Medical Hypotheses over 16 years ago, 1988? In the case of peripheral vascular disease, that's blockage in lead blood vessels, 91.5% of the patients with pains in the legs with walking in the Brazilian study showed a marked improvement 74% of the patients with intermittent claudication, that's pain in the legs with walking, in the American study showed a marked improvement. In any case, the much larger number of patients in the Brazilian study, that's 2,870, gives more credibility to the accuracy of their data. In other words, that 9 out of 10 times, people with leg pain problems get better. What about Halstead and chelation therapy in 1975, summarizing that the clinical data based on the experience of hundreds of physicians over a period of almost 24 years involving more than 100,000 patients and upwards of 2 million treatments indicate that a positive response with good to excellent results occurs in about 75% of the cases. An additional 15% show mild improvement, and 10% of the patients show no clinical evidence of improvement. Of course, we've changed those numbers now that time has gone by. It's 30 years later. We're much better. Dr. Clark, in an editorial in the American Journal of Cardiology in August of 1960, said an accumulated experience with several hundred patients, this was when chelation was new back in the 50s and 60s, has demonstrated that the overall relief from the manifestations of occlusive vascular disease, that means from the problems that show up with hardening and blockage of blood vessels, has been superior to that obtained with other methods. The best results have been obtained in patients with leg pains with walking. But prior to Frank Gangrene, in whom pain at rest has been invariably relieved, in other words, people get better, all have gained materially greater ability to walk without the production of pain in the legs. There's been a definite increase in the warmth and improved skin color of the involved legs. In summary, the treatment of atherosclerotic cardiovascular vascular blood vessel complications with the chelating agent is supported by a large volume of information. These are just a few of the reports that we share with you in the materials that we've written. We're more than happy to share those with you if you simply call, because we want you to know what's available. Now, you know, when we talk about feeling better, the question is, what kind of problem do you have? Because, you know, we give you a whole laundry list of things that we kind of take care of, because we're not really taking care of the problems you come in with. We're taking care of the problems causing the problems. So it's kind of hard to tell you, oh, boy, we take care of that, or, oh, gosh, yes, don't worry. The only thing we can do is look at the information that you share with us, look at the studies, the tests that are appropriate, and figure out what can be done. But healing involves so many wonderful things. So next week we're going to be talking about another of the ways to stop having to feel sick and tired of being sick and tired. Today's show is dedicated to all women. God love them because they put up with all us men. And we pray that all of them find and benefit from the wonderful blessings that God offers, including the joy of healthy hormones, such as we talked about last week, normalizing the wonderful times in their lives. Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher, production assistants Catherine Hill, Kathy Guyon, and Rhonda Bird. Thanks for joining me today. Have you learned practical pointers to help you regain and maintain better health? Maybe to help you guide your family or friends toward new solutions for their problems? Audio tape and CD copies of the show are available for your personal reference and to share with family and friends. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for details. Now, what health problems are bringing you down or limiting your comfort, threatening your future? Share your questions by email. That's info, I-N-F-O, at healthchoicesnow.com, or by fax, 281-540-4329, or by mail. Just call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for our address, or call to talk with one of our treatment assistants and let us know what special information we might send you. Receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us, and enjoy the free downloads available on our website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Feel free to come by to see what's so special and visit with patients who are feeling better right now. They are anxious, as Lee said, to share their successes with you in person. We're next to the Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport in Humboldt. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map, because we'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems, who have the experience to produce results for you. When life is your choice, failure is not an option, in our message is one of hope for a healthier future, and we aim to produce those results for you. Invite your family and friends to join me next week, Friday afternoon, our new time slot from 1 to 2 p.m. on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, exclusively on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.